This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No. Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
And tonight, PHS Secretary Chad Wolf, CNBC's Nicole Lappin, movie director Andy Irwin, and in the ladies' lounge, Nicole Sapphire, along with special music from Rob Thomas. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin McCullough.
Thank you so much. We are here for hour number two and grateful to have you with us in the ladies' lounge on the way momentarily. We will be getting to that, but I do want to update you on some stuff here at the top of the hour. The death count in the tornado aftermath in Kentucky and so forth has not changed. But if it does, we will alert you as we are going through the evening. One of the important stories, of course, is the death and destruction of what has happened from Illinois through Kentucky and many other states in that path where tornadoes took lives last night. And I want to show you an example of what I'm talking about when it comes to this distasteful use of these public events to try to push an agenda. Now, if you've ever doubted as to why you're paying $5 a gallon for a gallon of gas right now, it has entirely to do with the woke agenda of climate change and the New Green Deal and AOC and all the crazies on the left that are trying to push you into a life that you don't want. They want you to drive an electric car. They want you to put solar panels on your house. They want you to do all kinds of things that you may or may not have any interest in doing, and they want to force you to do it. That is the goal. And you only need to see how they respond to tragedy to actually understand that. Mr. Swalwell from the House, and I think that's the technical pronunciation of his last name, Eric Swalwell, tweeted just a little while ago, I think we have the tweet, we should do all we can to help our Kentucky neighbors. God be with them. They are hurting. But do not for one second forget that Rand Paul has voted against helping most Americans most times they're in need. And Rand Paul had said, our hearts are broken for all those suffering from last night's storms. I and my team will do all we can assist to local and state officials as they lead immediate responses, aggressively help families, businesses, and officials access recovery resources. That is, by the way, the response of a responsible senator, the good senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul. His words there, pretty much what you would expect from somebody that was representing one of the state's hardest hit. Eric Swalwell, who was sleeping with a Chinese spy for literally a dozen years, giving her access to all kinds of sensitive information as he sits on the National Security Subcommittee in the House of Representatives, I would just prefer him to keep his mouth shut and go about his business. He's a Californian who has tried to push that agenda on the rest of us. The idea that we've got to have all renewable energy, that we've got to have, we've got to do away with fossil fuels altogether, that we've got to do these things. And the reason that is relevant to this particular situation is that he and a ton of others were on the news circuits today saying climate change and climate change deniers are the reason why these people died. They're trying to make it so that you and I are the fault of why these people died, instead of the tragedy being an act of nature and maybe buildings that weren't built quite as well as they should have been to code, etc. We're discovering some of the things about the Amazon building, for example, tonight, that it may not have been as strongly built as it should have been. But let me just say this. It doesn't take a real psychic to understand that Eric Swalwell has nothing else to glom onto. None of his ideas have worked. And as he led the charge to try to impeach former President Trump, not once but twice, on phony information that he knew was phony and yet continued to pass it off, as he got caught red-handed, and maybe other body parts reddened as well, from having been engaged with this Chinese spy illicitly since the time she was an intern in college, you're looking at a person that really has no soul. And I find it interesting that he tries to pick a fight and contrast himself with Rand Paul. Do you know who Rand Paul really is? First of all, he's a born-again Christian and a very devout believer in God and takes his relationship with God quite seriously. And during the COVID crisis, when a lot of other people were just chilling out and not doing much of anything, after he recovered from having gotten COVID, he went and volunteered. He didn't get paid for it. He volunteered his time to treat patients in Kentucky hospitals in his home state for the duration of the most serious part of the lockdown. Before he was required to go back to Congress, that was where he spent his time. And as a medical doctor, he had a good background to be able to do that and a good frame of reference. It's also one of the reasons why the left hates him, because he's able to look at these phony reports that Dr. Fauci produces, and then he comes up to the Hill and he's acting like he's God's gift to creation, and he's saying all these, I'm a man, I am science, I am the definition of what science is. And Dr. Paul's going, no, that's not how it works, Mr. Fauci. We actually need facts here, and you're not providing them. Oh, who are you to question me? Well, what Rand Paul did? He exposed Dr. Fauci for having been not only an abject liar, but as a man who contributed to the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. Because Dr. Fauci authorized the checks that went to the Wuhan lab where the virus came from. And they didn't just write checks saying, here, we hope you can keep the lights on. This is to help, support the underwriting costs and expenses. They were checks that went directly to projects that involve something called gain of function, which is when a virus goes from being able to infect animals to jump species to be able to infect mankind, as the COVID virus has done, as it has been able to do. And we pretty much have eliminated all other sources of origins that the virus could have come from. The COVID virus that is COVID-19 originally wasn't something that could infect human beings. But Dr. Fauci helped underwrite the cost to get it there. Now, I'm not saying he knew it was going to do what it did, and I'm not saying that he did it hoping to infect millions of people and killing a few of them along the way. But he has lied at every turn about everything that he's told us, and Dr. Rand Paul, has been the senator that has had the courage to take that on and to confront it and to be straightforward with the American people about it. Eric Swalwell can't be straightforward with his own shadow. He can't tell the truth to his mom. This is a guy who, is more or less an embarrassment to the United States, and that he holds public office for us should be an embarrassment to every person that lives in his district. It's awful. And just his involvement with the Chinese spy alone should have disqualified him from being in office. And I don't know, maybe it will be at some point someday. It has not seemed to have had that effect as of yet. But that's where we're at. And it's getting worse. The desire by public officials to have kind of an authoritarian control of your life is now more pronounced than ever. The governor of New York, the new one, Kathy Hochul, the one that replaced the embarrassment that Andrew Cuomo was as a human being, she has now reinstituted mask mandates for all of New York State. And she cited Omicron, the Omicron variant of the virus, as the rationale for why they should do that. Now, in the 40-something countries that the Omicron virus is in, the WHO doesn't have a single death associated with Omicron thus far in terms of its infections. Not a single one. In the 38-plus states that the United States have cases, some 42 cases of the Omicron variant infecting someone, none of them have died. By the way, of those 38-something cases, more than 25 of them were in fully vaccinated individuals. So the vaccine doesn't appear to be very effective against Omicron. But that may not be that bad a news, because listen to this. This last week, multiple sources confirmed to me, and when I say sources, I mean esteemed medical minds, confirmed to me that the Omicron variant is acting very much like a variant of the Spanish flu that came up at the end of that pandemic. And what that basically did is the variant wanted to live, so it stopped killing its host, and it crowded out the other variants and created, in essence, herd immunity. People are not dying from Omicron, but they're catching it much easier. It's the most contagious form of the COVID variant yet, and only people that have not been previously infected with COVID are getting it. Symptoms are super mild, if at all, in most cases. And at the end of the day, it's crowding out the Delta variant, which was far more deadly than the Omicron in the way it works. And multiple medical professionals confirmed that to me within the last week. So, you know, it's a great time to try to power grab if you're an elected official, which is what they seem to be intent on doing. What does all this mean? Well, coming up next in the Ladies Lounge, Dr. Nicole Sapphire will be back with us to discuss this in depth and more. It is Radio Night Live, and we are live from New York. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, so glad to have you back with us. Live shot of the Brooklyn Bridge and the Queensboro Bridge crossing from Lower Manhattan into the boroughs there, and we're glad to have you along with us. It was a rather unseasonably warm day today, which made it nice on the temperature. Didn't have to run the heater as much. That's always good. But hope you had a nice day wherever you were. Now, we've for a number of years done this thing in this part of the show where we open what's called the Ladies Lounge. It's our opportunity to bring female voices, some of whom I think are sorely underrated and sorely underrepresented in the media at large, to the fore, and to ask them their expertise on any variety of things. And we've been honored by the very esteemed guests that have joined us consistently over the few years that we've been doing it. And then this last year, we developed a weeknight version of the Radio Night Live product. And on Wednesday nights, we always talk wellness. And if you don't get this in your local market, you can always listen to AM 970 The Answer in New York City. But Dr. Nicole Sapphire was my original co-host for that endeavor on Wednesday nights. And then she wrote a best-selling book, needed to take some time off to go do what book authors do, and that is to sell copies. And she still makes time to come back and to be with me, whether it's here on Saturdays or on Wednesdays. And we're always so glad to have her with us. Dr. Nicole Sapphire, welcome back to Radio Night Live.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
You've got it. I've been dying to talk to you because between Mr. de Blasio's announcement this week that he's going to not only require vaccinations in the private sector beginning December 27th, but also now targeting kids at December the 14th to have not one, but, quote, two, or the full vaccination, whatever that requirement is, and it could be changing by the day depending on which way the wind is blowing. Your reaction to where he's taking New York City?
The problem that I have, well, I can't say the problem. There are many problems with what is going on in New York City. But specifically as it pertains to the vaccine mandates regarding the private entities as well as younger children 5 through 11, is that while the CDC also recommends that every person gets vaccinated, including 5 to 11-year-olds, with two doses, regardless of comorbidities, regardless of natural immunity status, really the United States is one of the only places in the entire world that have such blanket universal recommendations without the allowances for medical exemptions as well as natural immunity. And from my perspective, I can't wrap my head around how you can force COVID vaccines on really anyone when the evidence shows naturally acquired immunity is either equal to or more robust to the existing vaccines. You know, and especially when it comes to kids. CDC's own data showed that before the Delta wave, about 42% of children had already, of this age group, the 5 to 11-year-olds, had already been exposed to COVID-19, and so the majority of them would have natural protection or natural immunity protection. Now enter the Delta wave and going back to school and now Thanksgiving break. And the amount of children 5 to 11 years old who have gotten COVID-19 has to be close to two-thirds at this point. And we also know 10% of them have already been vaccinated. So, again, what is the push at this point? Dr. McCary and I, Marty McCary, Johns Hopkins, we put together an opinion piece in the Wall Street Journal, really breaking down that data when it came to Pfizer's vaccine and 5 to 11-year-olds. And for us, it was not black and white. Yes, the vaccine does show some benefits in children, but for the children who have had COVID and have prior or natural immunity, you know, the evidence isn't there showing that there is clinically significant benefit for vaccinating that population. And we suggested more of a tailored approach for children who have comorbidities should certainly be considered to get vaccinated, as well as they should also consider a single dose vaccine in this age group, given that the side effects tend to occur after that second dose, and the single dose in younger people, including adolescents, has proven quite effective.
Well, and I want to go back to where you started with Mayor de Blasio, because this kind of, I don't know, kind of this blindfold on the eyes, no matter what your circumstances, we're going to tell you the solution is you have to be fully vaccinated kind of approach. And again, I am pro-vaccine. Nicole, I think you and I have talked about this. My bride and I had COVID. We recovered. In talking with our doctors and a couple of other doctors, some of you guys that come on the show, I asked Dr. Siegel his personal opinion of this. And they all said, you know, well, you had COVID. One shot of Pfizer, you should be like fairly bulletproof going forward. And as we've seen with the Delta variant, and I think even more so with the Omicron, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but natural immunity tends to be holding up against the newer variants even more strongly than the vaccines do. So on some level, there's this kind of like, okay, I talked with my doctors. I got good advice. I talked with many doctors. I got good advice. We made a decision for what we felt like we needed to do. But now because some random mayor has made this kind of random call that anybody that's in New York and wants to go out to eat or go to a show or do anything else has to show a card that has a certain amount of markings on it, Nicole, I don't understand that.
Well, you know, unfortunately, I would love to give you an answer there, but I don't understand it either. And I'm having a really difficult time that when the Pfizer CEO or someone else makes a public comment, public policy seems to follow, and that isn't because of new, you know, peer-reviewed science that has come forward. It seems like the wrong people are influencing our policy decisions, and that's kind of been going on for a while now, which we've noticed. But you know, I saw that, you know, Finland and other countries are not recommending universal vaccines in 5 to 11 year olds. And,
right.
You know, it boggles my mind at this point how Mayor de Blasio can say that for children to go into the city, they have to have two doses of vaccine despite the exceedingly low risk of this virus to those children, and the fact that those who are fully vaccinated are still able to not only get infected with the virus, but transmit it to other people. Now, you mentioned that Omicron, perhaps natural immunity is going to be stronger than vaccine-induced immunity. Well, we don't know that. We have no idea. But what we do know is that the efficacy to prevent infection after 6 months from two doses of the vaccine drops off to below 50% for the majority of people. Whereas new data just came out of the UK Siren study that followed over 30,000 healthcare workers, and what they showed was natural immunity, up to 15 months following infection, was still stronger than the two doses of the vaccine. So how we can continue to neglect the power of natural immunity is beyond me. Of course, the study did point out, though, that the most protected is those who have been vaccinated and have also been infected. So that combination of vaccine immunity and natural immunity is the strongest. But is it necessary? Because so many other things we accept natural immunity on, chickenpox, measles, others, hepatitis. If you have already been exposed to things and you have natural antibodies, the CDC recommends against vaccinating because those antibodies are protective enough. Nothing is going to be 100%, not a vaccine. I don't care if you get 100 boosters. It's still not going to be 100%. And natural immunity isn't either. But we are talking about risk reduction here.
Yep, that's exactly what we're talking about. Dr. Sapphire, hold on. We're going to keep you around for one more segment. It is Radio Night Live, and we're talking about your health with Dr. Nicole Sapphire in the Ladies Lounge. Plus, a little bit later on, more Sounds of the Season from Rob Thomas in the...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And FEMA is on the ground working with each of the states to assess the damages.
Search and rescue efforts are going on overnight in some spots in the south after deadly tornadoes barrel across five states. And Andy Beshear, the Kentucky governor, says more than 100 people appear to have died in western Kentucky alone. Tennessee Republican Representative David Kustoff says the recovery efforts are going to take quite a while.
You see the devastation. It's going to run into Christmas Day, the Christmas holidays. But we need to do what we can, first and foremost, to make sure that the people that are unaccounted for right now, we don't know how many people those are, that we find them.
The death toll in Tennessee from the storms now stands at 3. The death toll has risen to 6 at the site of a collapsed Amazon warehouse, which came down in a storm in Edwardsville, Illinois. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back to Kevin McCullough and Radio Night Live from New York.
Now, even though I've valiantly tried many times to get Dr. Nicole Sassfire to crack up on the air, I've never been successful, not once. But I got to tell you, if you're following her Twitter feed, she had the perfect moment to crack me up earlier today. Because in this one, the way it laid out on my phone, I was thumbing through her feed, and she has a picture of the what I'm assuming is the beautiful tree that the Fox News group had put up in the Fox Square. And she has a quote that goes with that tweet that says, "Christmas will always be as long as we stand heart to heart and hand in hand." That's a quote from Dr. Seuss. Then she does another entry, but you could mistake that tree for being part of the next entry in the Twitter feed, which reads, and I quote, The beautiful Christmas tree in Fox Square being lit on fire last night is so emblematic of New York City right now. And just in many ways what a dumpster fire policy and life and everything else has turned into, largely because the mayor is kind of wishing all of us well in very strange ways on his way out the door here at the end of his second term. Nicole, you had me cracking up with that. And I feel badly for the guys that did the decorations in the Fox Square because it was a beautiful tree. Hopefully it'll be repaired or be able to be back up there soon. But it's not just de Blasio that's doing it. The president has lost, I think it's now 4 court cases in a row at the circuit level on vaccine mandates that he's tried to implement federally. Healthcare workers, federal contractors, and a couple of other groups have all kind of, and we're waiting the outcome of the Sixth Circuit, which will be the private sector kind of test of his mandate as well. But you say in one more tweet, just because you're against mandates doesn't mean you're against vaccines. And I think that we need to make that distinction.
Yeah, I think far too many people, and that's one of my biggest criticisms of the CDC and the White House and other powers that be right now, is that they are so focused on pushing forth the vaccine and booster agenda, which is, of course, when we're in the pandemic, of course, you want as much immunity in the population as you can get. So, sure. Yes, by recommending vaccines and boosters, that makes sense. We know that they keep people out of the hospital, and we know that they save lives. However, by not acknowledging other things, such as medical contraindications, such as natural immunity, as the data continues to grow, to not publicly truly announce it and to manipulate the wording and the verbiage of data to fit their own narrative only causes more public distrust, and it gets people so upset. You have to start acknowledging science, and you can't just distort it to fit your own narrative. I tweeted out, it's like Governor Murphy of Jersey and Mayor de Blasio of New York are in cahoots together to figure out how can we best cancel Christmas in New York City for children, because Phil Murphy's raising toll prices by 3%, and Mayor de Blasio is saying every single child has to be fully vaccinated within the next few weeks. I mean, let's try and cancel Christmas as best we can.
We had planned on trying to take the ankle biters to see Radio City Music Hall for the first time this year, and of course now that's canceled because they're not vaccinated, and we're not sure we're going to pursue vaccination based on the advice of their doctor and, research that we've done for ourselves. That's kind of where we're at this point. They're saying, well, we don't want you in New York.
Thankfully, Mayor Blasio is well on his way out, and we will be having Adams come in January 1st, who is not committed to keeping that mandate. So yeah. I would hold off on buying those tickets if you're not planning to vaccinate your children, just to see what happens. I think that this can't last long, because mandating a vaccine in this young age group where the risk to them is exceedingly low, it will come with consequences. And as you mentioned, the lawsuits are failing at this point, and so this will fail. And if it doesn't fail and they do continue forth, they will just continue to destroy New York City and all of these places that rely on families and children coming there for support of so many people who work there. They will go under.
It's really true. All right, Nicole, let's talk real quickly in just the couple minutes we have left. Omicron, the new variant, I read a statistic earlier this week that even though the WHO has announced it and it's kind of popped up in like 38 countries, they had not registered a single death due to that variant yet. Do you know if that is still the case? And what's your, 30-second take on where we're at with this variant?
And there's still information coming out by the hour, not even just the day, so it's hard to give a full read on it. But everything that we are learning so far is all of the cases have been mild. The majority of cases in the U.S. and many other countries have been in vaccinated individuals, which that may have contributed to why it was mild. But even of the unvaccinated cases coming out of South Africa and some other countries, it does seem that these are mild cases. But again, we don't have the breakdown based on age, comorbidities. So we still don't have a lot of information, but there are no major red flags that this is causing more severe disease.
All right. Well, that's well said. All right, Nicole Sapphire, always appreciate your time with us on Radio Night Live, and please come back soon and stay safe. Merry Christmas to you and yours. When we come back, let's talk a little holiday savings. CNBC's Nicole Lappin, formerly of CNBC, will be joining us to talk about just such things. And don't forget, Rob Thomas coming up before we're done in the music spotlight. It's all straight ahead on Radio Night Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin McCullough, it is. We're still in the ladies' lounge, and we're about to go to our next guest. So glad to have you with us in the second hour each week. We always open up the ladies' lounge in a discussion with great ladies. But I wanted to thank again my good friends over at Byrna I don't know if you can get a close-up on this, Nick, but Burna Nation, this is their summer trucker's cap. Can't wait to wear this next summer. But looking good with the Burna logo there. And yeah, I think it'll be nice and appropriate for my summer activities. Anyway, thank you, Burna. And again, if you have not gotten the leader in personal protection that is not a firearm and is legal in places where firearms are not, you should go to Burna.com/KMC, see the Burna HD for yourself, see what a powerful tool it is in terms of keeping you safe, and I would say get one for the wife and kids too. Anyway, very pleased to have my next guest with me. Nicole Lappin is her name, welcoming in her to the Ladies Lounge, and Nicole, formerly of CNBC and Bloomberg. And Nicole, it's a joy to welcome you to Radio Night Live.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you.
Talk to me a little bit about how this year is different than years past, especially for online shoppers.
You know, we have supply chain issues. We have the pandemic, of course, the casual global pandemic that we're dealing with. My suggestion is to treat your online holiday shopping like you would, Kevin, a trip to the grocery store. So when you're hungry, it's really bad to go to the grocery store because you want to buy everything. The same thing goes for our holiday shopping. So make a list, try your best to stick to it, approach it in the same way you would going to the grocery store. Plan ahead, write it down so that you don't fall into online shopping rabbit holes. I would say make a list of everyone you want to gift to and how much you want to spend, because the first thing I ask of folks who tell me they blew their holiday budget is if they even had a budget in the first place.
Right.
So if it's good enough for Santa, look, it's good enough for me. It should be good enough for everybody else.
Well, and I think that's important, particularly this year with the inflationary issues and some of the other things that are in the economy. You know, it might be okay to cut off the creepy uncle that you just don't feel good about buying a gift for this year. Like, I think some of this, Nicole, is stuff that we put in our own heads.
Listen, the biggest enemy is between our ears, and sometimes I like to channel some stoicism philosophy for you, and we suffer more in imagination than in reality. My suggestion is to take control of all of this. You know, the biggest pitfalls you can fall into online are when you see a lot of those different ads creeping up on you. I don't know if you've noticed that lately.
Oh, yes.
Those are cookies. Those are not the good cookies that I like, particularly chocolate chips. Keep it classic. But those are the ones, of course, that companies will try to use to follow you so that you buy that thing you were peeking at. You know, you see it pop up on the side of Facebook or a browser. So my suggestion, again, to take control. The only thing we can control is ourselves. Clear your cookies in a browser. Each one's a little bit different, but it's right where you clear the browsing data so that you can safeguard yourself against yourself.
Well, and the other thing that I've kind of adopted that kind of falls into that same category is to use the incognito setting on your browser when you do your shopping, because then they really can't track what you're doing.
That's really smart. I love that tip.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk a little bit about payment options. And I know that American Express has done some cool things by way of data. I know that the buy now, pay later phenomenon is starting to be populated by multiple companies. What do we need to know about it in order to do it safely and effectively? And how do you recommend us using that?
It's a great question, and you're right. A lot of people are talking about this option, buy now, pay later. People like the flexibility and also the control, right? It gives you a little bit of both. I personally recommend, as you mentioned, Planet from American Express. It's a feature that lets Amex card members pay for large purchases, so $100 or more, in those monthly installments with a fixed fee. So right now, this is pretty cool, Kevin. Eligible card members can buy now, pay later with a $0 Planet fee up until December 31st, the end of this month. I cannot believe we're in December. Terms, of course, apply for this offer, but card members, you just select up to 10 purchases, and then you put it in this plan in your online account or in your Amex app, and then you can pick a different plan, up to 3, that you feel works for you, up from 3 to 24 months. Well, I, you know, say plan, fail to plan to fail, like they mentioned in the King Richard movie that I just finished watching. It's a Benjamin Franklin quote, as you know, but it's such a good one to remember.
Well, and I think that it's using all of these tips combined that kind of make the difference. So if you're targeting a more precise set of people that you're going to buy for, and you're not just kind of impulse buying for people that, you know, your neighbor boy who once cut your lawn and didn't really do that good of a job, but you see him in town and you feel bad about it, don't worry about him. He doesn't need a Christmas present this year. But you want to target the right people, the kids, the grandkids, et cetera, and you may need some help in time to pay that off. Amex has offered this Planet program that seems really, really effective, and I would encourage you to do that. And then, again, as Nicole said, clear your cookies. And I'm not talking about taking the kids' ones that they're leaving for Santa. Every time you're done browsing, clear that browser. And then if you can, use that incognito session, because it does do essentially the same thing in real time for you as you're shopping. Nicole, anything else for us this holiday season?
Say if you can, go on a social cleanse. A new study found that 40% of social media users are likely to buy what they see in their feeds. So, again, try to safeguard yourself against yourself by making best friends if you have an iPhone with Apple Screen Time or the Digital Wellbeing app if you have an Android. Both will help you try to limit your social media time. I know it's unrealistic to say just go cold turkey, but look, nobody's doing that food detox right now. Talk about cookies. You're already making me hungry. But it might be a good idea to go on a little social cleanse. Being present, Kevin, I think will give your wallet a present.
Yeah. Well, and not to mention the people that you're with, because presents matter. And presence also matters. So, hey, Nicole Lappin, thank you so much for all of us. And for people that want to catch your own show on iHeart, how do they find Money Rehab with Nicole Lappin?
Well, you can find it wherever you get your podcasts, on the iHeart Radio app or Apple Podcasts or Spotify or all those places. You can also learn more about the Planet from American Express. You can visit the Planet landing page on American Express.
All right. That's easy enough. Nicole Lappin, thank you so much. It's Kevin McCullough. We round out the show with music from Rob Thomas when we come back here on Radio Night Live, live from New York, here on this December night. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Friends, any part of tonight's show that you didn't get, you can always go get the podcast. It's always free at SoundCloud.com, Apple, Amazon, Audible, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, you name it. We've got the podcast there. It's always free, and more people than ever before are listening to it. So thank you for doing just that and telling your friends. Ladies and gentlemen, back in the music spotlight one more time, another Christmas hit from Rob Thomas.
We'll come down to the city. Let's crowd around the big tree. All you strangers who know me, bring your compassion, your understanding. Lord, how we need it. On this New York City Christmas, and I'm soon having you a merry New York Christmas, and a prayer for peace on earth within our time. Hear the sidewalk angels echo. You're beaten and broken. It's time that we mend them so they don't fade with the season. Let our mercy be the gifts we lay from Brooklyn to Broadway. Let's celebrate each and every day of this New York City Christmas. Yeah, I'm sending you a merry New York Christmas. And a prayer for peace on earth. It's not too late.
Rob Thomas and a classic that he wrote a few years back, New York Christmas. We do wish you that as well. More Merry Christmas wishes coming your way the next couple of weeks here on Radio Night Live. I'm Kevin McCullough. Please check us out during the week as well. Just go look.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.